Welcome to this meditation on thinking and not thinking with Peter Radcliffe.
This next meditation, thinking or no thinking, is a really good meditation for beginners because it challenges you in the way you think your mind works. And my hope is that after doing this meditation, you'll find and discover some things. The way your mind works aren't quite the way you perhaps expected them to be. So the first part of the meditation, we're going to just clear our mind. And it doesn't matter if you've had no meditation experience. In fact, it's probably best that way. So it's great if you've not actually meditated before. And the second part I'll explain when we get to it. So when you're ready, just sit down in your meditation posture. Just relax and bring your mind into the present moment. And then clear your mind of all thoughts and go ahead. And don't worry if you think you're doing it wrong. It doesn't really matter. This is more of a just an investigative meditation. Just in the best way that you know possible, clear your mind of all thoughts and relax so you're not thinking any thoughts. Now, I'd like you to go ahead and keep doing this for the next 5 or so minutes. And you'll need to pause this audio while you keep meditating in silence. And remember, just clearing your mind of all thoughts. If you have a thought, put it aside so that there are no thoughts in your mind. So go ahead and pause the audio now and keep the meditation up for the next 5 minutes. Okay, welcome back if you've paused the meditation. And I hope that was good, but you will have found that it's almost impossible to keep thoughts from occurring. Even if you're thinking no thought, that's still a thought. And the mind is a self-luminescent entity. It always has energy in coming up with thoughts. So it was a little bit of a cheeky meditation, but it's also intentional to see that you can't stop your thoughts. So in this second meditation, we're going to try a different tact. I'd like you in this meditation to think of as many diverse different thoughts as possible. So for example, start by thinking about the grass growing and then the politics of your country and then your favorite actors, what you were doing yesterday, think of having a hot bath, what it's like to laugh with your friends. Think of how beer gets bubbles in it. So basically keep changing up the type of thought that you're thinking and never let one thought stay for more than about half a second before getting rid of that thought and replacing it with a new thought. It's going to be a little mentally exhausting, but just push through and try and think of hundreds of different abstract thoughts. Again, spend 5 or so minutes on this meditation. Stop the track and go ahead and don't be lazy. Just think of as many thoughts as possible. So just stopping and pausing the track now for 5 minutes or so. Okay, welcome back. And just open your eyes if you haven't already. And that is the end of this meditation. And my question for you is, what did you learn? Now, you're not here obviously, but some of the things that are common are that people find that it's almost impossible to stop thoughts when you're trying to, but then interestingly, when you try to have thoughts, they find that there are spaces arise where there is no thinking. There are gaps between the thoughts, sometimes lasting a number of seconds where you're struggling to think of a new thought. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it? That when we try to stop our mind, it doesn't work. And when we try to fill our mind, it doesn't work either. So the other interesting thing that people report is that Although many of the thinking many thoughts is obviously kind of exhausting, mentally exhausting, it's not really that stressful. You can actually maintain a fairly good level of calm but focused attention as long as you're not thinking emotionally draining thoughts. And even if you did think of emotionally draining thoughts, like say an argument that you had with someone, because you only let it stay there for less than a quarter of a second, it doesn't have time to cause stress. And this is another thing, interesting thing about meditation, is it's not actually the amount of thought that is going on in your mind that causes you to be calm. It is the quality of the thoughts that you're having. So you'll discover this as you do more and more meditation. And it's the reason why chess players or racing car drivers can be doing incredibly intense cognitive activity, but they remain very calm in what they're doing at the time. And then the last insight that people often have is that meditation is neither thinking lots of thoughts nor trying to clear the mind of thoughts. And that is a misconception, is people do believe that you just clear your mind, but it's not true. It's actually somewhere in between. You need to actually be thinking thoughts, but stay in control of those thoughts, and those thoughts need to be placed on an object which is calming. So I hope you enjoyed that meditation and the insights that it brought.